Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Track Up Brain on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this is the second part of our Errors to Protect feature on food waste. Last week we looked at how much food we waste, and this week we're looking at the refill store and the advantages of batch cooking. But first up,
how can we cut down on food waste?
Time to get some eco experts back on the case.
Leah,
Eve,
Essie,
Zoe,
Carla,
Alexandra,
Lucianne,
Roisin,
Leah,
Josh,
Donica,
Cian,
George,
James,
Cian,
Rory,
Mel,
Daniel,
Patrick,
Afra,
Roisin,
Emily.
The children from St. Columbkill's National School in Gainstown.
By eating all the food instead of throwing it out.
Making a little less food.
Only get the food that you'll eat.
Put the waste of food in the compost bins.
Get small portions, and if you need to go back for more, you can.
If you don't finish it, you can just push it in the oven and you can reheat it if it's actually reheatable.
Only buy what you're going to eat, and if you have a load of extra food, call my father because he will eat it.
That's brilliant.
If you get packets that are too big and you don't finish the packet, next time just get it in a smaller size. And say if you have a lot of extra food that you're not going to finish, just have some guests over and have a good time and then give them some food.
If you buy a good bit of food and cook a good bit of food and you have some left over, then keep it in the fridge and store it, and then you can have it the next time you're hungry.
If you don't finish it, either give it to your dad or your dog.
If you're done and I know this person and they have a bit in their sink where you throw your food in, and then you turn on a thing and it makes it all into fertiliser.
Buy your food in smaller quantities, and like say when you're with your food's gone like mouldy, just put it in a compost bin.
Lots of great ideas there. Next up, we're looking at the advantages of batch cooking in the home to save money, time, and of course, food waste. To find out all about it, I spoke with Aoife Hughes from Frazzle.ie.
So a food system has three steps. Step one is planning, deciding what you're going to cook. Step two is building a shopping list and doing the shopping. And step three is batch cooking. So I'm going to focus on walking you through why batch cooking makes sense and how to do it. I'm very passionate about batch cooking because it saves us so much time and money. If we look at the cost of waste, in Ireland we throw out €60 worth of food shopping a month, which is €700 a year and the equivalent of 1 out of 4 bags of shopping. When you set up a food system, the goal is to have stocks of dinners in the freezer so that you don't need to think about what's for dinner from Tuesday to Thursday, which are really busy periods of the week. You just take out your dinner the night before and all you need to do is cook sides. So for a curry, it would be rice. For a bolognese, it would be pasta. So this really cuts down on waste, but what it really helps with is time. So when you start to reduce waste, you're also reducing the guilt, because let's be honest, we hate throwing out food because it means that we've probably made the wrong decision somewhere down the line. So you start to feel good about yourself and you start to see opportunities on how you can actually make healthier food. So for example, I am on a mission to not throw bananas out. So if I see that I have a couple of bananas left, I will either make it into a banana bread, or recently I made healthy flapjacks with banana with my 5-year-old. So you're reducing waste, but you're also creating healthy snacks. And for me, I love cooking and baking with my kids because it creates an extra connection point and you're supporting them with life skills too. So when you batch cook, you're saving time, you're saving money, and it's an activity with the kids to build healthy habits for them around food. One thing that I always say to my clients is done is better than perfect. So don't get caught up with recipes. If there's one small ingredient missing, most likely it will still be delicious. So keep going. Also, if you do have ingredients that you need to use up, I always recommend doing a tray bake. So last week, for example, I had some potatoes and a pepper that I needed to use up. So I took chicken out of the freezer. I always have meat in the freezer, and made a delicious tray bake out of it. I added pesto and lemon juice and chorizo because I had it in the fridge, but it was still gorgeous without it. I kept it plain for the kids. So sometimes it's just a case of putting things together and it's delicious. Don't get caught up with the recipe. So if this is something that you're interested in getting support around, you can find me on Instagram at Frazzle Life Work Balance and also on my website, frazzle.ie. I hope you got some good batch cooking tips today. Best of luck on your batch cooking journey.
That's Aoife Hughes there from Frazzle.ie, aspiring to help people find their best life-work balance. New businesses are beginning to appear in towns and cities across the country that help to cut down on food waste and cut out all the unnecessary packaging. They also stock healthier, natural products. It's time to find out,
what is a refill store?
To learn all about it, I travelled to the filling station in Galway City and met with its owner, John Tedders. I started off by asking John how the refill store works.
Well, basically, I suppose you have two choices. You come in with your own containers, you weigh your container first, you come along then and you fill, we'll say if you wanted lentils or if it's something like a laundry liquid, you fill it into your container or whatever you have, you come down to scales again, you re-weigh again. So that what's that doing is basically you're tearing the initial weight off the container. So that's just leaving you, you're paying exactly what's in the container then. So if that makes sense.
It's removing packaging from the shop and the price of packaging.
The price of packaging, which makes such a difference and people don't realise what they actually are paying. Like, you know, even this week there was a lady in, she brought in her 2-litre container which she bought in one of the, we won't say who. But I had asked her, I asked her straight out, how much do you pay for this? And she said, she knew the price, she said $15.95. I said, fine. I said, let's go up and fill it. And I knew exactly what it was going to cost her anyway, but we came down to the scales. And before she weighed, I said, what do you think you're going to save? Well, she said, maybe if I save €1, €2, John, I'd be happy. She ended up buying it for $9.95. So that was like €6 that she just saved by just refilling laundry liquid, and that was just one product.
So you're taking a third off the price, maybe, on average?
It can be, depending on the product.
So the filling station is in Galway City.
In the city, yeah.
How long have you been here?
Just coming on 6 years now in July.
And it is, you do hear about these refill stores are beginning to pop up. I know there are ones in Cork and Dublin and Kildare and Westmeath, and they're popping up in Cavan Town, in towns all over the country, because the concept is such a clever one. How varied is the... I'm just looking around at all the different things that you have here, but...
Yeah, you got all your spices, you got all your flours, you got all your, pretty much all your cereals, where else? You have your lentils, you have your pulses, you have all your fruit, your dried fruit, and then you have, again, you have all your oils, from organic olive oils to sesame oils. Mm. Then upstairs in here, we have all our refills in the sense of your laundry liquids and your shampoos, pretty much, yeah.
And there's a massive amount of different jobs. Because I didn't realise there could be this amount of different ones, but there's eco-friendly anti-bac hand soap and there's other hand washes and every sort of thing beside us here. Shampoos, body washes, everything. White vinegar, eco-friendly white vinegar, which is the perfect thing to be cleaning things down with instead of using chemicals. It's all here.
And at least everything here, then, again, it's paraben-free, sulfur-free. So, again, it's safe. There's no chemicals whatsoever. We have 3 or 4 different brands, like from Sonnet, which is organic, down to Lily's, which is a local Galway one. We have another True Eco, which is Dublin-based, and then we have Minimal also.
And a lot of this is about, it's kind of like, you know, when everybody started using the bags and keeping the bags for the shop, and it was a little mind shift. And we could all do it quite easily. We were kind of given out at first, but this, the same thing, it's just a mind shift.
Yeah, and even as it is, like, since I started here, like, back in 19, I have actually people coming in with, I use brown paper bags, which are double lined, so they're a strong brown paper bag. But there's people coming in and they'll use the same bag. It's so funny. You'll see stickers on top of stickers on top of stickers. Like they might run them for maybe 10 or 12 times.
Or you're reweighing them each time you put a sticker
But the bag themselves, they'll just bring the bags back again.
They can use it again.
And they can reuse it again. Yeah. Which makes, you know, this is what it's all about. And this, it just makes sense. There's no need to be constantly throwing the same bag down the bin every time you use it. Just bring it back, and it's the same with your shampoo bottles. Regardless where you buy them, just come in with them, weigh them first of all, obviously that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
fill it, come back then again and re-weigh then again. So that's tearing and taking the weight off, and then you have the price, exactly what you have put into the bottle, that's exactly what you're paying. Come in and just see for yourselves. And I always say to people, give it a go and see what you can save, because there is a saving, and a decent saving. And as well as that, you're cutting out on single-use plastic. So like, you're ticking both boxes. You're saving a few euros, but you're also doing your bit for the environment as well.
And among all the things that you have in this store, you have a whole new line of teas, is it?
We have, yeah. We recently took over a company called Guru Tea. She'd been supplying me for 6-7 years while I'm in the shop, but sadly she had to give it up due to having 5 kids. But I'm delighted to have taken it on. It's all organic teas. We have a range of up to maybe 30 different teas. Come in and try some, and it's a beautiful tea, and I'm so happy to have taken it on. So yeah,
and it's something that's become a very popular. People are really looking into the different blends of teas
they
and
are,
stuff like
absolutely
that.
Like,
but there's a whole big range
there. Is
here.
A complete range of fruit teas, from your black teas to your green teas. Yeah, so come in and try out and see how you like it.
So if people want to find you in Galway, where do they find you in Galway City?
So Upper Abbeygate Street, it's just directly to the back of AIB Bank. It's very easy to find me. There's 2 or 3 car parks pretty within 100 metres of me. So.
And you're just off Shop Street here?
Yeah, just off Shop Street, yeah, exactly.
John Tedder's there from the Filling Station Refill Store in Galway. Aristocrat Protect will be back next week at the same time, where we'll be looking at ways that businesses can save themselves some money and cut back on their food waste. That's Aristocrat Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Traco Brainon, next Sunday evening at 8:45.
Aristocrat Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out aristocratprotect.ie for more information.